This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, here with you. Happy Friday to you. God bless you. Heading into the weekend, we are going to hear on WGOD Radio, heading into the weekend, a message preached at my church a couple weeks ago by the Reverend Jim Johnson. It's a great message. It'll play for 3 days, and it's on, let's call it, overcoming discouragement. It was a timely word that he brought to our church. I was on vacation that week, but I was actually there to hear this message, and I'm so glad that I went to church that week to hear this timely message administered to everyone at the church, and it's my prayer that it'll minister to you as well. So we're going to hear this coming up in just 1 minute. In the meantime, I invite you to come out to Island this weekend, where my sermon is entitled, What's Your Prognosis? It's on one of the most famous scriptures in all the Bibles. In all of the Bible, that would be Romans 8, 28 through 30. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, these He's predestined. That's what we're looking at. Foreknow is the word prognosko, and that is, did you know that God has known you? Not only has He known you in advance, He's marked you out in advance. That's my sermon this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. It's going to be a great message. If you miss it, you'll hear it here on the podcast next week. Here is part one now of this message from the Reverend Jim Johnson.
Well, good morning. I always haven't been this shiny in the head. I was, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, because God's got a plan for everything, and everything He has for us is good. I've been diagnosed with lymphoma within the last so many months, and I'm in the middle of cancer treatments, and this is my new hairstyle for a while, and I might keep it. I'm really starting, you know, Darren, I like it. You can take a nap. Nobody knows. There's no bedhead. It's a wonderful thing. I was honored when Paul called me up and said, would you be willing to preach this Sunday? He was going to be on vacation, moving to the Atlantic down toward where I live. I live in Indian Harbor Beach, and for the last 10 plus 11 years now, I travel the country and speak to churches to help them get back to the Bible and what it means to walk with God and to follow Him. And this cancer episode has been an interesting part of the journey that God has for me, and God's been using it in mighty ways. And actually, I'm going to be bringing to you a message today, which is an adaptation of one that I preached 3 days after I was diagnosed with cancer. I'm a member at First Baptist Merritt Island, and when I was diagnosed with the cancer, Pastor Titus Green called me up and he said, I believe you're supposed to preach this Sunday. And I'm like, really? He goes, yep. Whatever God puts on your heart, but bring a message about God's goodness and cancer. And so I preached a message at First Baptist Merritt Island months ago called Everything's Right on Schedule, from this passage that we're going to be looking at today. But since I've preached that message, and by the way, if you ever want to go listen to that message, it's online. You can go to my website, Just to Preacher Ministries, and you'll see it on under recordings, other messages, and just go to Everything's Right on Schedule. But since I preached that message, And by the way, the response to that message has been amazing. Literally thousands of people all over the globe have been contacting our ministry because word has spread about what God did with that message. It was an amazing day. You know how it is, preacher, when one of those, you want to go listen to what you said afterwards because the Lord took over. It was one of those messages. But since that day, I've been looking over this passage more and more, and God began to show me even more things. And what I want to do today is I want to take some things from this passage that I preached 3 days after being diagnosed with cancer, and I want to bring a few things out from the passage that are extra, that are only touched on in that message, but really dealt with in detail this morning. So turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. We're going to look at verses 1 through 6. I'm going to read it for us, and then we're going to pray, and God's going to take us on a fun journey, I believe. Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, it says, "When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?' And Jesus answered them, 'Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me.'" Let's pray together. Father, as we open your word this morning, I thank you for the fact that when you orchestrated this time, you knew what would be going on in the lives, not only of myself, but in the pastor and his family, and in the lives of everyone that's here, and that you have a message for us for today. And so, Lord, I don't want to presume to know what it is you want to say to folks. I don't want to take the place of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to take your role of being the teacher. I want you to do what you have in mind this morning. And so as I stand here today, I surrender to the power of the Spirit and the gifting you've given. And I thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do. Because when we yield to you and we allow you to work in and through us according to your good purpose, great things happen. And so we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's just be honest. As you look at this passage, it's one of the most shocking places in the Bible you'll ever find. John the Baptist is sitting in prison, and John the Baptist, of all people, sends word with a couple of his disciples. He sends word to Jesus, and he asks this question: "Are you the one? Are you the coming Messiah? Or should we look for somebody else?" We're going to let that sink in, because I don't know about you, that's an encouragement to me on some of my low days of faith. You ever had some days that you're a little bit low on faith? Well, John the Baptist, of all people, had the nerve to say, "Are you the one, Jesus, or should we look for somebody else?" Now, if you're not really sure how wild that is, I need you to go with me to John chapter 1. Go back to John chapter 1, and let's take a listen to John's own words. Start in John chapter 1 and look at verse 19. I mean, if there was anybody who would know who Jesus was, it was John the Baptist. In John chapter 1, starting in verse 19, listen to what it says here. And it says, "And this is the testimony of John. And when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' He said, 'I'm not.' 'Are you the prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' So they said to him, 'Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way for the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you're neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I'm not even worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany across from the Jordan where John was baptizing." Look at the next verse. "The very next day, he," John, "saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me. I myself didn't even know him. But for the purpose I came baptizing with water that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God. I mean, can it be any more clear than that? I mean, John the Baptist said, the one who sent me to baptize, which was who, by the way? God, the Holy Spirit, sent him to baptize. The one who sent me to baptize said, the one you see the Spirit come down on and remain, that's the one. And John said, I saw it. He's the one. Get it straight. I'm not the Messiah. This guy is. Go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, look at verses 19 through 22. No, we'll start in verse 22. John chapter 3, verse 22. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing, that's John the Baptist, at Aenon near Salim, because water was plentiful there, and people were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who is with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he's baptizing, and all are going to him. John answered and said, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it's been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness. You heard me that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, I must decrease. So did John the Baptist know who Jesus was? Yes, very clearly. But now, as we saw in Matthew chapter 11, he's sitting in prison, and he's hearing about some of the things that Jesus is doing, and he sends word with a couple of his disciples, and he said, go ask Jesus, are you the one? Or should we look for someone else? What has gotten John all of a sudden to question whether or not Jesus is the Messiah? I mean, he had it so clear, the Spirit showed him, God had revealed it to him, he had it known, yet now he's sitting in prison and he's questioning whether or not Jesus is really the one. Now many people, and I for years used to think this, they would say, well, he's in prison, he's in the down in the dumps, and when you get down in the dumps, sometimes you kind of lose faith. And I'm sure there's a small portion of that, but I believe our text in Matthew chapter 11 actually gives us the clue and the answer to why he's all of a sudden questioning. Go back to Matthew chapter 11 and look at what it says, and again in verse 2. It said, now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said, are you the one who's to come, or shall we look for another? The issue is not, I'm feeling down in the dumps and maybe he's not the one. The issue is not, well, they're treating me bad and Jesus hasn't rescued me, so maybe that's not it. We've heard people say that. But the passage, if we let the context teach us, the passage says he's heard about what Jesus is doing, and that's caused him to question. Here's why. John the Baptist had been sent to preach, remember? He'd been sent to baptize, he'd been sent to preach by the Holy Spirit. And the message that John the Baptist had been sent to preach was, this guy that's coming after me, the one I'm preparing the way for, he's going to clean house. He is going to wipe out sinners. You don't believe me? Go with me to Matthew. You're in chapter 11. Go back to Matthew chapter 3. And look at verses 1 through 12. And listen to the message that John had been sent to preach. And in Matthew chapter 3, starting in verse 1, it says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.